Let us now try to ask the Lord for his blessing. The most holy, almighty, all-knowing, and all-sufficient Lord, thou hast opened unto us the doors of thy house on this Sabbath day. And Lord, we have already sung that all things are under thy control. Thy providence rules everything. Also that we are together under unusual circumstances. But Lord, wilt thou now prevent that these hindrances will truly be obstacles, but that thou wouldest remove all these things, and that we may be together with thy presence, with thy favor, with thy blessing in this morning hour. Our Lord, how it is in the heart of each one of us, thou knowest it perfectly, but wilt thou give now that we may still receive and hear, an ear to hear, a heart to observe, that we may also receive a mouth to speak, and that thou thyself, O Lord, would be in our midst. Oh, that we may lay the needs and the wants of the whole congregation before thee, that we may bring all the needs and the wants also of the visitors before thy countenance. Lord, it is in thy providence also that they are here in this morning. May it now be a blessing. For whatever place we come from, this is sure, we are on the way to eternity, and we must surely die. And then it shall be the judgment. Our Lord, that these things may be bound on our heart for the first time or by renewal, and that it may please thee, Lord, to use thy word through thy Spirit in this morning hour. Oh, then thou knowest how we have come up, whether there was a desire, whether it was custom, whether it was with an aversion in our heart. Our Lord, we are not too good for anything. But wilt thou now in this morning hour prove that thou art the God of all salvation, and that thy word may go forth with that power divine, that sinners may be convinced of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Work yet godly sorrow in the heart. Bring about that true repentance. And Lord, wilt thou then also visit thy Zion? Oh, thou hast a people, and they often are riddles unto themselves, and they cannot make it right what is wrong. They cannot come unto thee in their own strength. They cannot bow and humble themselves. They cannot trust thee for anything. And Lord, oh, that is now a people. At times thou givest sorrow of heart about it also. And when thy Spirit comes, oh, then they will begin to pray and beg and ask and supplicate for mercy. Oh, if thou hast come for the first time, then they desire to hear thy voice by renewal. Then they ask if thou thyself wilt come unto them. Lord, wilt thou then give something in this morning hour, that the heart may be declared, what is missing be pointed out, what is now needed be declared, and that thy Spirit would come and give us a forfeited blessing this morning hour. Lord, we bring before thee a little infant that is in the hospital with seizures. Oh, wilt thou remember the father and the mother and the other children, but especially that little one. Oh, give yet that there may be medicines found, that there may be help supplied, and that thou wouldest give above all salvation in her soul. May there be prayer also unto that end. Remember also a wife and mother who will have to have serious surgery in this week. Oh, guide the hand of the doctors. Help and strengthen, Lord. And wilt thou give that she may also be helped in this regard, and that her hope and sure reliance would be upon thee alone. Oh, come over to her heart, and speak yet a word of encouragement unto her. Remember others, Lord, with troubles and difficulties, a widower also waiting for an operation later. Oh, give help and strength. Keep and guide and protect him against all pain and trouble, and that that also may yet be in thy favor. Lord, look upon a father and a mother. For the first time thou didst gladden them with a child. Thou hast made it well. Oh, give then a humble and thankful heart. Grant then, Lord, that thy presence may be with them in this morning hour, that that little one may be born to be born again. Oh, then it is a wonder that outwardly the congregation enlarges, but it is the spiritual birth, Lord, that we pray for especially. Oh, and how many of us here this morning are now here without that new birth? Oh, that there would come a hastening, that thou wouldest come yet as a surprising God in this morning hour, that thou wouldest give them to be born of water and of the Spirit. Give a new heart and a new spirit. Lord, remember also those who hope to commemorate, that the years shall multiply. Oh, both have become older, and one in that home of care especially, thou knowest of what he needs, as his weakness and decline is evident from time to time, but also the other one. Oh, be thou his companion. Wilt thou visit his heart with thy grace? Look upon us, Lord. But also thy Zion over the length and breadth of this earth. May thy word go forth. May thy gospel be preached or read, that thou wouldest help thy truly called and sent servants, but also the elders and others who are in the places where there is no living word to be preached, that they may be helped in reading, and blessed also in the congregation. Remember the work among Jew and Gentile. Lord, bless that from on high, and give grace and salvation. Lord, oh, there are many needs and many wants, but that thou wouldest now help us in this morning hour. Lord, how it is in listening, and how it is upon the pulpit, thou knowest better than that we know it. But Lord, oh, give then yet a forfeited blessing. May there be a few beggars, a few sighers, a few groaners in this morning hour, Lord. We cannot come in the truth, but thou hast a spirit, and he is almighty. And let now thy spirit come, Lord, and give life to abound. spiritual life for the first time or by renewal. Lord, may that be experienced. Oh, grant then, Lord, that fresh oil as thou hast given so many times. Supply the strength, Lord. Supply also that inflowing spirit to speak according to the sense and meaning of thee and of thy word. Oh, Lord, we are nothing of ourselves. And then to experience, trust also in him. Cast all those cares and burdens upon him. And Lord, wilt thou now take it from us? Because we cannot roll that upon thee. But in all things acknowledging thee, and Lord, wilt thou then bring it to pass? We ask it in the forgiveness of our sins. For the name and the sake of Prince Emmanuel, that blessed Redeemer of his church, who is the prophet, who is the priest, and who is the king, who is that Savior alone, who is that mediator between God and man. His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God. His name is the Everlasting Father. His name is the Prince of Peace, O Lord. May we then be administered out of him in this morning. Be a surprising God. Show thy faithfulness unto an unfaithful one. We ask it, Lord, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.